Today's daf is Ayin. We're going to start at the very bottom of Samach Tet Amabet, second to the bottom line. Okay, we'll do Refuah Shlema for the week. David Avram Ben Miriam, Orli Pinet Baruch Frida, Yalmir Bat Chaya, Rafael Lachem, Aviv Rachamim Ben Sipor, Yoshua Dan Ben Naomi, Roni Bat Sarah, Ava Amuna Bat Chava, Shlomo Zalman Ben Esther Lea, Vili Eloi Nishmater of Tzvi Chaim Ben Lea Etel, Moshe Chaim Ben Ahuva, Hershel Tzvi Shlomo Chaim Ben Pesach, Bedina Sarah. We're going to start at the bottom here, Ben Velobat. Okay, so there was a drasha in the Mishnah. We're talking about Ben Sorer Morer, a child who goes off. We're going to see today what exactly he did that was so terrible that you might think doesn't sound so terrible to us. But anyway, one of the things about it, and one of the reasons they say is that it's such a strange halacha that we should kill a child for drinking a lot of wine and eating a lot of meat. Seems quite strange. So we're going to talk about a little bit that there's an understanding that's a gzerada katuv. It's one of these things that we don't exactly understand. The Torah prescribed, and it's just, you know, that's the way it is. So one of the exceptions to not having a ben sorer morer is going to be it's only a son and not a daughter. So now we have an interesting line, and it gets even more interesting when we look at the Rambam and his interpretation, or I would say maybe even lack of interpretation of this line, we'll see in a minute. But the Braita reads, here they quote a Braita, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bidin hu shetehe bar ruya liyot keben sorer moreh. It would be logical that a girl would also be included in this. Sha'akol mitzuyin etzla ba'avira, because women, right, what happens? Okay, if you want to look at Rashi, he gets into more detail. Right? If she does this when she's young, eats a lot of meat and drinks a lot of wine, what will happen? So far, when she doesn't find enough money to be able to afford these habits, what will happen? She's basically going to sell herself to prostitution. So therefore, right, Rabbi Shimon's basically saying, women, right, or girls are prone to, if they get off the derech in the beginning, they're going to end up being prostitutes. And all the more so, remember, the ben sorer morer is judged al shem sofo, for the future, for what he's going to do down the road, not for where he's at now. So therefore, all the more so, a girl really should be included in this, because where is she going to go with this to prostitution, which is then going to cause others to sin? Ela gzerata katuv hi ben velo bat. So even the logic would state that it's a gzerata katuv. The pasuk says ben, and therefore, and this is, goes back to what I said in the beginning, which the whole concept of ben sorer morer is difficult. Therefore, we're not going to make it any more, we're not going to have it have broader implications than the psukim actually say. So therefore, we're going to say ben velo bat. Okay, and I couldn't help but go off on the Rambam here, where the Rambam has a very different approach to Rabbi Shimon. The Rambam says, in Hilchot Mamrim Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, he says, Gzerada katuvu shisakel ben sorer morer. Aval habat eina nidona bedin zeh. The girl is not part of this, and you might guess why. She'ein darkali mashech b'chila u'shtiyah ke'ish. Women are much less prone to getting drunk and to eating lots of meat. Right? It's usually men who do all that kind of stuff, according to the Rambam, and therefore, very unlikely. Now, this is very difficult because the Rambam goes explicitly against what Rabbi Shimon says in the Gemara. As the Gemara says, women are all the more worse for it because they'll turn into prostitutes. And the Rambam says dafka the opposite. The women are so unlikely to be part of all this, because they don't drink wine. They don't even, you have to remember, he was living in Muslim Spain. It wasn't the most common thing for women to go out drinking, right? You can imagine.
To go out at all.
Or to go out at all, exactly. He says, right, the famous Rambam, he says, or infamous Rambam, where he says, you know, women go out only once or twice a month, and then only to a Beit Avel or a Beit Mishteh. That was the only place where a woman would actually go, venture out. So anyway, it's interesting that the Rambam says this, and obviously, you know, they say, well, how can he say this? He goes explicitly against Rabbi Shimon. So the Radbaz, which is the commentator on the side of the Rambam, basically says that it must be that he must think that Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon was one day, even though we don't see the day. Such an interesting thing, what happens here. Even though we don't see the rabbis arguing, the Rambam assumes the rabbis must argue. This is where people, when they read a text, they bring everything, their experience to the table. So when he read that text, he couldn't, you know, he assumed it must be Chachamim disagree with this, and therefore he even goes so far as to say that's the reason, you know, why girls aren't included. Okay, so it's very interesting, and there's a few other things said about this, but we'll leave it at that. Okay, moving on. Mishnah. Me'ematai chayav. So when is he chayav? Mishayochal tartemar basar. It's a certain measurement. We'll get to it in the Gemara, what this measurement is. A certain amount of meat. V'yishtech hasi log yayin. And he drinks a half a log of wine ha'italki. Okay, there's a few different interpretations whether yayin ha'italki is wine from Italy, okay, which is good wine, which we know of. Some people say that the yayin ha'italki is not defining the wine, it's defining the log. That the measurement of a log, that there were different measurements in different places, a log, which we generally say is a certain measurement, the log, it's about, there's a machloket, I looked up how much this is, it wavers between 345 milliliters to 590 maybe milliliters, something like that, not a huge amount. But some people say the chatzi log, and that's a log, this is a chatzi log, even half of that. A chatzi log in the measurements of the italki, the log ha-italki. Maybe that's what it means, right? It sounds better to us to say, you know, good wine, which is Italian wine. Rabbi Yossi Omer, maneh basar velog yayin. Okay, he says a full maneh, which we don't know how that compares to the tartema, and a log of yayin. He says the full log of yayin you need. Now we're going to have all sorts of other exceptions to the rule. Achal b'chaburat mitzvah, if he was eating with a bunch of people having a sudat mitzvah, or achal b'ibor chodesh, ibor chodesh was when they would decide to make a 30-day month, right? Months are either 29 days or 30. They would decide to make a 30-day month, and we'll see in the Gemara that on the night after they decided, the night of the 30th, that the month was going to have 30 days, so they would make a su'udah that evening. Okay, basically after the end of the 30th day, they would have a su'udah. That would be the Ibor Chodesh. Achal ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. This is the second tiv that you're supposed to take, which they would have to bring to Yerushalayim. You would separate out ma'aser from your stuff. You would bring it, you'd have to eat it in Yerushalayim, or you would redeem it onto coins so as not to carry all your fruits to Yerushalayim. And then when you got to Yerushalayim, you would buy fruits or meat with this money. Now there's the opposite, right? The first was eating for the sake of a mitzvah. If he was eating all this meat and it was nevela, it was non-kosher meat or trefa or shkatzimu remasim or creepy crawly creatures, which we can't eat. Achal davar shehu mitzvah v'davar shehu avera. If you were to eat something that's a mitzvah or something that's an avera, okay, which sounds like what we just said. So the Gemara is going to say, what does that line add? Achal koma achal v'lo achal basar. He ate any other food but not meat. Shata koma shke v'lo shata yayin. He drank any other drink but not wine. Eino nase ben sorer moreh. Ad shiochal basar v'yishte yayin. It has to be meat and wine. Shene'emar zolel v'soveh. Okay, it says, one of the things about him in the pasuk is he's zolel v'soveh. And how do we know what this means? Even though we don't have an actual proof for exactly what these words mean, there's a remez, there's a hint in the psukim to what this means. Don't be part of those who drink a lot of wine, and the word sov'e is used, and zolale basar relates to the meat. So because of those words, go with those words in this pasuk, okay, which is a pasuk in Mishlei. We're going to quote a lot of pasukim from Mishlei today. We're going to basically assume that meat and wine go with Sov'eh and Zolaleh. Amar Rabbi Zera. So now the Gemara is going to start trying to understand this Mishnah. Tartemar Zera, eni yodea mahu. Okay, I don't really know what this is. I have no idea. Never heard of this measurement, or maybe I heard of it, but I don't know what it is. Okay, it's nice when they admit that they don't know something. Ela mitoch shekafal Rabbi Yossi b'yayin nimtza kofel af b'basar v'nimtza tartemar chatzi maneh. So he says, very obviously, right, since Rabbi Yossi said a log yayin instead of a chatzi log yayin, since the ratio of Rabbi Yossi's opinion is double, so let's just assume that a manah is double a tartemar, and therefore a tartemar would be a half a maneh. Okay, which the measurement of a maneh is 480 grams. Okay, so it's not a lot that we're talking about of meat that he's eating. Okay, either our eating habits have changed and we eat a lot more than they used to eat, right? It does seem quite strange. Okay, Amar Rav Hanan bar Molada, Amar Rav Huna. We're now going to have a bunch of other things about the Spencer Moreh. Eino chayav ad shikach basar bezol v'yochal yayin bezol. It has to be cheap meat and cheap wine that you got for a cheap price. V'yishteh, okay, and he drinks it. Dichtiv zolel v'soveh. Okay, he understands zolel v'soveh milashon zol, cheap. Okay, va'amar Rav Hanan bar Molada, Amar Rav Huna. Eino chayav ad shiochal basar chai. He has to have raw meat and drink wine that's chai, which means the. Now we're going to see why the shiur might be a lesser of a shiur. Chai means it's not diluted. All the wine in those days, it was like a turkeys, a concentrate, and they would dilute it. So he'd have to drink the wine itself, the concentrate, and not mazuk. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean, ini? But Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef say the exact opposite, that you're not a ben sorer umoreh if you eat the raw meat and the wine that's concentrate. Because why would it make sense? You wouldn't be chayav. Because it's not so edible. It's not good. What's the whole issue? The concern is what's going to be in the future. So the concern is if he starts to eat this kind of kamut of meat and wine, he's going to continue doing it for the long term. It's probably also why they say it has to be cheap, because if it's not cheap, there's no way he's going to be able to keep up this expensive habit. So therefore, it makes no sense that it would be this concentrate. Nobody could drink that stuff. So now the Gemara is going to answer, Amar Ravina, Yayin Chai, in the first source, when they said Yayin Chai or Chayav, is mazig velo mazig. Basar chai, bashil velo bashil, ke basar kiba da achle ganve. What does it mean? When they said it in the first source and they said you're only chayav if you do this, it meant somewhat diluted but not majorly diluted, the normal diluted way. And the meat is partially cooked and not fully cooked, and they say like the robbers. The robbers don't cook their meat fully because they're always on the go, and that's what we're talking about. Meat that's partially cooked, where do we remember here learning this? Who remembers? Malchav and drosai, right? That's the minimum amount something has to be cooked before Shabbat is malchav and drosai, which is either a third or half of the way, which is the famous robber ben drosai would do. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damer Travayu, Achal Basar Maliach, Veshata Yayin Migito, Eino Nase Ben Sorer Moreh. So again, if you salt the meat, okay, it's just salted meat, in other words, not cooked, but salted, like pickled almost, pickled meat, and you drink Yayin Migito, which we're going to see what this is soon, then you're not a Ben Sorer Moreh. Tanan Hatam, since we're talking about this, they're going to quote a Mishnah which is similar. Erev Tisha B'Av, on the eve of Tisha B'Av, meaning before Tisha B'Av starts, the Sudam of Seket, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilim, ve lo yochal basar ve lo yishte yayin. Okay, so he can't eat two cooked foods, and he can't have meat or wine. Vitana, by the way, right, what do you mean he can't have meat? He can't do that all the 9 days, right? That doesn't appear in the early sources, okay? The 9 days and the 3 weeks and all that appears much later. Vitana, okay, he's allowed to eat the salted meat or yayin migito. That's not considered meat or wine. So that would support what we just said, that ben sorer moreh who eats those things is not problematic. Basar maliach ad kama, how long are we talking about for salted meat? Amar Rav Chanina bar Kahana, kol zman shu kishlamim. What's with the shlamim? You're allowed to eat a shlamim for 2 days. Two days and one night. So that's the amount of time for it to be considered pickled. Okay? So in other words, if you pickled it as long as 2 days and a night, then already you can eat that meat. Okay, you salted it. Then you can eat that meat. That's not considered meat. V'yayin migito agkama, kozman shehu toses. This is when it right, so what's the stage here? It's when it's in the middle of fermenting, I guess. It's still in the process of fermenting. Okay? And they say that this wine causes people to have stomach issues. Okay? And therefore it's not good wine that people are going to continue to eat down the road. V'hatanya, but doesn't it say in a bright yayin toses ein bo mishum giloy, bekamat sisato shlosha yamim. So now they say that wine that's toses, okay, that's still fermenting, doesn't have a problem of giloy. What is giloy? If you leave, I don't know if you know this thing, if you leave water uncovered overnight, you're not allowed to drink it in the morning because there's a concern that some snake left its venom in the water. So there's no concern for yain toses for this venom. And how much is it sisato? Shlosha yamim. Okay, so now we know that the, one second, this is, right, this is a support for what we're saying. Usually hatanya is a question. Here it's a support, and it's telling us that yain toses is 3 days. So if it's fermenting 3 days, within those first 3 days, it's not considered wine. Hachamai, so now they say, wait a minute, this whole thing was said about Tisha B'Av and what you can't eat the eve of Tisha B'Av. Why are we assuming we can learn from here to the Ben Sorer Moreh? Hata mishum simchahu, kol zman shu kishlamim, nami ibu simcha. Hacha mishum imshuchihi, ubechol shu mimshach, v'yayin ad mem yom. Okay, so now they say the issues are different here. The issues when it comes to the Tisha B'Av is we don't want any form of simcha. So that already after 3 days, you won't necessarily have any simcha. But the shlamim, when it comes to the amount of pickled meat, of pickling your meat. But when it comes to the ben sorer moreh, it's different because we're worried he might continue. And therefore, the wine, even for 40 days, he's not allowed. In other words, the wine, it's the fermenting process has to be 40 days already. If it's within the first 40 days, there's no way he's going to continue drinking that wine. It might cause him a little simcha, but that's not the kind of wine that's going to bring him to continue eating. And therefore, therefore that's the amount. And when it comes to the wine, when it comes to the meat, one second. Right, so I missed the words, that's why. It's b'kol shehu. Okay, so they say the meat is b'kol shehu. Any kind of salting, no one's going to continue to, once you put that salt on, it's not so enticing to continue eating it for the long term. So therefore, they tried to make a comparison to Tisha B'Av when it comes to the amount, and they say, no, it's a different issue. Just because that's yayin toses, that's called yayin megito, and this is called, basar maluach, it's not the same definitions here, which is interesting, because often the rabbis take a definition, that's how it defines it there, that's how we define it here. But in this case, they're saying the issues are different, and therefore you have to treat them differently. Amar Rav Hanan, lo nivra yayin ba'olam, this is a very interesting source, elam lenachem avelim ulishalem sachar l'rishayim. Maybe the first one is not as strange, but the second one is quite strange. Okay, so one is to have Avelim have some sort of way of nechama. They can drink some wine. It'll help them forget a little bit. Ulishalem sachar l'rishayim, in order to give reward to the rishayim in this world. Shneamar, how do we know this? Another pasuk from Mishlei. Tnu shechar la'oved v'yayin l'marei nefesh. So shechar la'oved is to the one who's lost, which means the rasha. And the yayin l'marei nefesh is to those who are sad. Amar Rav Yitzchak, my dechtiv al tera yayin ki et adam, al tera yayin shem ma'adim pnehem shel rishaim ba'olam hazeh, u'mabim pnehem la'olam haba. The wine reddens their face in this world, but whitens their face and embarrasses them in the world to come. So therefore, they're allowed to have wine in this world, but they'll eventually get their punishment in the next world. Rav Amar, here's a different drasha on al tera yayin ki et adam, al tera yayin sha'acharito dam. If you drink too much wine, eventually you're going to kill. This is also the concern of the Ben Sorer Moreh. Rav Kahana Ramiktiv Tirash Ukrinan Tirosh. Okay, so now there's a pasuk, right? This is, one second.
This is really surprising, because all they drank was wine.
Right, they drank wine all the time. It's true. That was their main drink. Okay, so now they're just talking about all different places where it calls, what do they call grapes, which create the wine? Tirosh, right? We all know on the grape juice, right? It's a tirosh. But it's written in the Torah many times without a vav. So they're saying you can read it as tirash. So now they're going to darshan this. What's tirash? Zacha, now exactly this is Naomi, what you're saying. Zacha, if you drink it properly and you have zchuyot, nasa rosh, you become a leader. As the wine can take you to good places. But lo zacha, nasa rash. But if you're not zocheh, then you're going to become poor, impoverished. Okay, they make a drasha on the tirosh, you could be a rosh or a rash. And it depends how you use your wine and what kind of a person you are. Rather, Ramiktiv, Yisamach, but really it could be written as Yishamach, which we'll darshan in a minute. Ukrinan Yisamach. Zacha Misamcho, Lo Zacha Mishamemehu. Okay, Milashon Shmama, desolate. So again, it could either cause you to be very happy wine, or it could also cause you to go into a land of nothing. V'hainu dama rava, chamra v'rechani pikhin. Okay, wine and the bisamim, the word? Spices make me wise. Amrav amram b'reid rav shim barava, amrav b'chanina, my dechtiv. Okay, this is you have to read the whole pasuk. Okay, it's a pasuk in Mishle, perikav gimel pasuk kavtet, and lamed. Lemi oi ulemi avoy. I assume this is where oi vavoy came from. Okay? not a joke. I assume it really came from here. Lemi, right? To who do we say oi and to who do we say avoy? And lemi midyanim, okay, which doesn't mean midyanim. It means we're going to darshan it from the shorash of dan, judgment. Lemi shiach, lemi siach. Lemi ptsaim chinam, who has wounds for no reason. Lemi chachilut enayim. For who are all these people? Lema achrim alayayin, labaim lachkor mimsach. So we're now going to darshan this whole pasuk since it has to do with wine. So lemi oy, lemi avoy, lemi medanim, lemi siach, lemi ptsaim chinam, lemi chachaliyut enayim, lema achrim alayayin, labaim lachkor mimsach. Ki at ravdimi amre, when ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, amre b'ma'arava hay kraman de darishlei. They said to him, how do they darshan this in Eretz Yisrael, right, when he showed up? So what are they saying about this pasuk? Meresha the Seifa Midrash, Umi Seifa the Resha Midrash. You can darshan the pasuk backwards and forwards. Okay? How so? Darish over Galilai. That's it. We have to explain it now. Okay, there's two ways to read it. One is that those who. Let me remember the different interpretations. Meresha the Seifa. Right, you can look at Rashi. Right, okay, so if we darshan it misefa l'resha, we say those who drink wine, right, who are macharim ala yayin, what will happen? One second. L'mishi yesh lo oy v'avoy v'siachayinu avelim. Right, who's the wine for? It's for those who say oy v'avoy, which is the avelim, and those who have midanim, which are fights with other people, and ptsaim chinam, which is a rasha, who fights with the briot. Okay? And chachiliut einayim is merov shumano v'shkitato. Right, what's that? He has red eyes, because he's a bad guy, so he has red eyes. Okay, that's one way to darshan it. And the other way to darshan it is, if you drink a lot of wine, what will happen to you? Right, that way was the beginning way, which is to read it straight, right, to who gets... what do we do for these people? They get wine. The others say someone who drinks a lot of wine will cause him to say oy va'avoy, right? The reverse. It's all said reverse. So it'll cause him to have red eyes from drinking wine, which will then, it'll cause him to have fights with people, right? He'll get beaten up by someone for no reason because he'll get into a fight, right? Pub fights. And then he'll get into judgment with people, midanim, and then it'll be oy va'avoy. Okay, that's the way to read it. Darish over Galilai, someone from the Galil Darshan, Yugimo Vavim Ne'emru B'Yayim. There's 13 Vavs in this section about Noach with the wine. Vayachal Noach Ish Adama, Vayitak Kerem, Vayesh Minayayim, Vayishaker. Okay, these are all the Vavs here are the Vavs in the beginning of the verb. It basically means there were these 13 verbs that Noach did. Okay, so he was the Noach Ish Adama, he made a kerem, then he drank from the wine, Vayishaker, he got drunk, Vayidgal b'tochalo, he was revealed in his ohel, right, his body was naked, Vayar Ham avikanan et arvat aviv, Ham saw the nakedness of his father, Vayaged l'shnei achiv, and he told his two brothers, Bachutz, Vayikach Shem v'yafet et ha-simla, so then Shem and Yafet took a cloak, Vayisimu al Shem, and he put it al shechem shnehem by yochu acharanit. Right, they put it on their shoulders. They went backwards into the room so they wouldn't see him. V'chasu et arvat avihen upneim v'chulei. Okay, so that's the famous story. It was Noach's son. So, what happens in this story? So Ham was the one who saw the nakedness of his father, and he gets punished. Okay, so now we'll see soon. We then it continues by Yikatz Noach Mieno, Vayedat Asher Asalo, Benoach Katan, right? He realizes what his youngest son had done. Rabbi Shmuel, so now the question is, what did he do exactly? Did he just see him? Did he actually do something? We'll see. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chanamar Sirso, okay, they can't imagine that he did nothing except for to see him. That's not enough. So one says he castrated him. Vechanamar Riva'o, he actually had sex with him. Mandamar Sirso, Mitoch Shel Kilkelu B'Rivi'i, Kilil Lo B'Rivi'i. So now they say, what does it mean? What's the problem with this? In the end of the story, he curses Kenan, not Ham. So why doesn't he curse his own son? Why does he curse his son's son? And why, if he's going to curse his son's son, why did he curse Kenan, who was child number four of Ham? So the answer the Gemara gives is, it must be that what he did was he punished Noach that he wouldn't have a fourth son. And therefore, he got cursed by his fourth son. So therefore, the one who says that he castrated him, it makes sense. Kilkelo b'Rivi'i, and therefore Kililo b'Rivi'i. He got cursed on the fourth. Manda Amar Riva'o, the one who said that he raped him, Gamar, he learned it from Vayar. Vayar, Ktiv Hacha Vayar Cham Avikanan Et Ervat Aviv, Uktiv Hatam Vayar Oto Shechem Ben Chamor. When it comes to Shechem, when he raped Dina, it says he saw her. And here it says he saw their Rav's father, so they darshan Zereshava. It must mean he raped. So Bishlaman Damanda Amar Sirso, Mishum Hachi Kililo B'Rivi'i. Ela Laman Damar Riva'o, Maishna Rivi'i, Dinalate Behedya. Right? Why didn't he just curse him directly? It doesn't make any sense. If what he did was he raped him, why should it be that he didn't curse him directly? Havaha Havai. Behedya Havaha Havai. Right. So the answer is havaha havai. They both actually happened. In other words, he also sirso and also raped him. Obviously, he must have raped him before. Well, no, I guess not, right? Because you don't need his... Okay, we won't get into details. Anyway, he did both, and therefore he was cursed by the fourth son, even though he also raped him. But it doesn't exactly explain, because he was still deserving of being punished himself for actually having raped him. Vayachal Noach Isha Demavi Itak Kerem. Amar of Chista, Amar of Ukva, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar of Zakai, whoever said it, whether it's of Chista in the name of Ukva or Mar Ukva in the name of Rabbi Zakai. Amar La Kadosh Baruch Hu Noach. Noach, lo yal chalamo me Adam HaRishon shelo garam lo ela yayin? Shouldn't you have learned from Adam HaRishon and not gone and drunk wine? Look what it did to him. Now you can see why this whole sug is here, because it's all about the dangers of what getting drunk can do to you. What do you learn from Adam HaRishon? Where did Adam HaRishon drink wine? Anyone know? Okay, we'll see. Famous machloket. Kemanda Amar Oto Ilan She'achal Mimenu Adam HaRishon Gefen Haya. This source holds like the source that says, right, what was the Eitz Hadat? Right, generally in pictures it's depicted as an apple. That's not one of the options among the rabbis of what this tree was. So one says it was Gefen. Titania Rabbi Meir Omer Oto Ilan She'achal Adam HaRishon Mimenu Gefen Haya. Shein Lecha Davar Shemivi Lala Adam El Hayayin. Right? It would be obvious. It's just so pashut. What?
Except the Gefen isn't wine. Grapes.
It's not wine, but right. But they want to, again, what's this source trying to get at? What's the root of evil? You know, where does it all start from? So they say it must be Gefen. Because that's wine, and that, again, connects with our sugya, and that's why Noach is reprimanded. You know, why? You should have realized. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chita, which, by the way, puts a little bit of the blame on Noach in this story, right? That Noach is to blame, not only Cham is to blame, but Noach got himself into this situation by getting drunk. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chita haya, she'en atinok yodea lekro abba v'ima, ad she'itom ta'am dagan. They're saying somehow the Chita is connected with Da'at. Because a child, right, when does a child start to speak? Around the time he starts to eat Chita. So they connect chita with knowledge. Okay, so they're trying to come up with all sorts of ways. Like they say, Gevin can't be knowledge. Kids don't eat. I mean, maybe they do eat grapes, or maybe they can't. They're a little chokeable hazards. But anyway, the idea being that chita must be something that as soon as you have dad, it's something basic. You know, I would say also chita represents the most basic staple of food. Remember, in those days, right? We don't eat bread at every meal. But in those days, they ate bread at every meal. Every meal was bread. That's why it was always in Tila Yadan, it's connected with bread. That was a suda. I think it's getting to what's basic. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Te'ena Haya. Where does he get to Te'ena? Shebedavar shekil kilo bonit kinu. It was dafka. Remember, what did they do afterwards? Shenemar v'yitperu alei te'ena. They covered themselves with fig leaves so that the correction was done through the same act as what, right? Like we always say, bidah keneged bidah, and also that you get punished by what you did, but also often this is all about the atonement process. Has to be using what you actually, right, taking, and this is exactly the same thing about the wine, taking what caused you to do bad and turning it into good. It's the same thing with the wine. The wine could go good, it could go bad. You have to take it and use it in the proper manner. Okay, and there's a way to do things right, and there's a way to do things wrong. So that's why this is teaching you a lesson about life, that you always have to be makdish the whole, or you know, the same concept of taking something that might cause you problems, but yet take it to a good place. Okay, now we're going into Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa, another pasuk from Mishlei. This is, Lemuel here is a reference to Shlomo HaMelech. This is Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa. Okay, it was the king of Masa, according to this pasuk, whatever that means. Asher yisarto imo, whose mother, admonished him. Okay, by the way, the lashon of yisro imo, not imo, but by yisro oto is one of the things they do in the pasukim to the ben sorer moreh. He gets admonished. So, which there is malkot. It's meant that they get lashes. And here also, we're going to see that she somehow whipped him. Amar b'yochanan mishum rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Melamed shekefa'ato imo al amud. She put him on a beam. V'amra lo, and she said to him, okay, this is the next pasuk, ma b'ri umar bar bitni umar bar nidarai. Okay, this is her admonishment to him. So now, why is this an admonishment? What does this mean? Ma b'ri. Okay, now what's the assumption here? We're talking about Shlomo HaMelech later in life. What happened to Shlomo HaMelech? He went bad, he followed after his wives, and he had a lot of money and all these things, and it turned his heart away from God. So she says to him, okay, this is Bathsheba saying to Shlomo HaMelech, Ma biri, what does biri mean? My son. Okay, bar is son in Aramaic. Okay, they're saying this is Aramaic. Mar biri, hakol yodin sha'avicha yirei shamayim hava, achshav yomru imo garmalo. Okay, people are going to say, he's my son, right? This is classic parents, right? It's your child, right? So she's saying, everyone's going to say, it's my child, because they know your father was Yirei Shamayim. You're obviously not his. You must be just mine. I'm going to assume all the blame for you. Achshav yomru imo garmalo. Umar bar bitni, what's this? Kol anashim shel beit avicha, all your father's wives, as soon as they got pregnant, that was it. The idea was impregnate them. And then they didn't sleep with him anymore right after until they had their babies. There was a commonly held in those days that if you have sex when you're pregnant, it creates children that are more mizuraz, they're faster, they're more with it. And miluban, I assume, means white, right? There was always a concern of babies being dark. They didn't like dark babies. So you would come out white and healthy, fit. So therefore, bar bitni, from my beten, I made you who you are because I insisted that your father sleep with me. Umar bar nidarai, kol nashim shel beit avicha hayu nodrot, yeheli ben hagun lemalchut. All the mothers said, I want, right, that was what they prayed for. I want a son who's going to be king. That's all they had their eyes on. Vani nadarti v'amarti, yeheli ben zariz u'mimola b'torah, v'hagun l'neviyut. I was looking for better than malchut. I was looking for Torah, for zrizut, for neviyut. I was looking for prophecy. Okay, so therefore, she was saying all these things about, right, she was scolding him, and look what you've done, right, you're going to make a bad name for me, and here I did all this to get you, right, it's a classic mother's, right, struggle. How, I mean, it could be fathers also, in this case it's the mother saying, I did everything I could to get you to where you are, and now you're blowing it, and it's all going to reflect poorly on me. Okay. Al melachim lemuel, al melachim shatu yain. Okay, this is another pasuk from Mishlei. It's two pasukim later. Okay, so al melachim lemuel, al melachim shatu yain v'lerosnim eishechar. Okay, so in this pasuk, they're going to darshan Limuel, not as Shlomo, like they did in the first pasuk. But now they're going to darshan a little bit different. So what does this mean? Al melachim amralo, malacha etzal melachim. In other words, al melachim, don't go with the other kings. Remember, that was what turned him away. All the other kings, or his wives who came from other kings. Sheshotin yayin, umishchakrim. All of them, they get drunk all the time. Vomrim, lama lanu el. Here's the Limuel. What do we need God for? The La Rosnim Ishechar, how do we darshan that? Mishakol Raze Olam Gluyim Lo Yishtesh Shechar, the person who has all the secrets of the world at his foot, are revealed to him, which is you, Shlomo. You know everything. You're so brilliant. You're going to go drink wine, Vishtaker? Okay, some people say that the Rosnim is not talking about Shlomo, who knows all the secrets of the world, but Ika de'amre, mi shekol rosnei olam mashkimim lepitcho, yishtei yayin v'yishtaker. You're the one who all the wise people are coming to for advice, and you're going to drink wine and be drunk and not be able to offer them advice. This is also a reference to, remember, we're in Sanhedrin, to the Dayanim, about not drinking wine and knowing your position of leadership, that when people are coming to you for things, you have to be on a higher level. Okay. Amar b'Yitzchak, minayin shechazar Shlomo v'hodel imo. There's a happy end to the story. He admits to his mother, right? This doesn't always happen, where children come and they admit, ah, you're right. Dichtiv, okay, it happens to be not in the exact order, because this comes from the perek before in Mishle, okay, but em u'kdamu mulchar b'torah, especially in Mishle, okay. Kibar anochi me'ish v'lo binat adam. So what does that mean? V'lo binat adam li. Okay, I am a ba'ar from ish. We'll talk about that in a minute, what that means. V'lo binat adamli, and I don't have the bina, the wisdom of human. Ki bar anochi me'ish, minoach. Dichtiv, vayachel noach ish adama. So bar, by the way, means like an animal. In other words, I'm like an animal instead of a person. He says, right, I went after my animal ways. So it means I learned it from Noach. Dichtiv yechel Noach ish adama. Noach was called ish adama in this story. So the bar is like the adama, like the animals from the land. The lo binat adam li ze adam harishon. In other words, I made the same mistakes they did with the wine, and I'm not. What he's also saying is I'm not even at their level. In other words, I'm not like Noach, and I'm not like Adam harishon. Even though they also sinned with wine, right? But I'm even worse. Okay, now we're off of this. So this, just to wrap this up, this is all, from my perspective, is showing that wine, right, the dangers of wine, and why the Ben Sorero Moreh is basically, even though they're not attacking it directly, they're not saying it directly, but that's clearly our concern about the Ben Sorero Moreh. The wine is going to make him drift afar. We quote all these psukim from Tanakh to show how wine can do bad things. On the other hand, we also recognize that wine can be used in a positive way, and it's all a matter of how you use it. And who you are, what's inside in zacha, right? If you're a good person, or if you drink it in the improper manner. Okay. Now we're going back to the achal b'chaburat mitzvah, right? There were all these exceptions to the rule where the ben sorer u'moreh is not punished if he did things in the following manner. Again, there's a lot of details about Ben Sorero Moreh we're going to get to in the upcoming Mishnayot, about all different things that he does and how he does it, and there's a whole process. He doesn't get killed right away for just eating and drinking, in case you don't continue on. Don't think that that's all there is to it. There's a process, and he gets malkot first, that's the Vayisruoto, and then he only gets punished later if he continues in his bad way. Okay, and we're obviously going to compare it eventually to the story of Ishmael that we just read on Rosh Hashanah, where he gets killed where he gets saved, where he's saved, and we're not worried about what's going to happen to them in the future. He's actually saved Ba'asher Husham for that moment itself, even though in the future he's going to be bad, whereas the Ben Sorero Moreh gets killed for what he's going to do down the road. That's a big philosophical question. Achal b'chaburat mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Avahu, eino chayav ad shiochal b'chabura shekula srikin. Rabbi Avahu adds an additional thing, is that you have to be eating not by yourself and not with a few other people, but you have to eat in a chavura of bad guys, like empty people. Okay, that's what srikin are, from reik. Wait a minute, but doesn't it say achal b'chaburat mitzvah eino nase ben sorer moreh, which would imply what? Tama de mitzvah. But it would imply what? That if you weren't in a chaburat mitzvah, halav mitzvah, right? Wouldn't you assume that it means Only if you eat a chaburat mitzvah, you're patur. But if you eat in any other meal, doesn't matter who's around you, you'd be chayav. And here, Rabbi Avahu adds, seeming against the pshat of the Mishnah, that you have to only be b'chaburat reikim in order to be chayav. So what does he answer? Hakamash malan, the Mishnah teaches us, da'af agav de'kula srikin, kevan de'mitzvah ka'asik lo mimshach. What he reads the Mishnah is like this. Even if you're in a chabura of all reikim, but they're doing a mitzvah, okay, imagine reikim could also do mitzvot, and they're eating in a sudat mitzvah, then you're patur. But if you're eating with the reikim when it's not a sudat mitzvah, you're chayav. But if you're eating with regular people, not a chabura mitzvah, you're not going to be chayav. Only with reikim. And then the Mishnah is telling you, reikim in a sudat mitzvah, you're going to be patur. Achal bi'ibor ha'chodesh. Lememra de basar v'yayim masko. It sounds like they're eating the sibur chodesh, they're eating basar and yayim, right? Because the only way you be, right, the Mishnah is telling you, you're patur if you're eating in the sudat ibor chodesh, which is the meal they would eat to say this was the 30th day, right? And the 30th day was not Rosh Chodesh, but the 31st is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So now they're saying, it sounds like they were eating basar and yayim at this meal. V'hatanya, Ein olin la ela bepata gam bekidnit bilvad. When they would have this meal for the Ibur HaChodesh, they wouldn't eat meat and wine. They would only eat wheat and kidniot. So how could you even say he's patur from this meal? He'd obviously be patur, because if in that meal they only ate wheat and other sorts of legumes, then of course he wouldn't be chayav. So what are the answer? Hakamashman. Even though the Mishnah teaches you, even though normally that meal would only be pat and kitni, bread and legumes, and he went anyway against the tradition and he ate basar and yayin in that meal, we're still not worried he's going to continue in this way because he was doing it specifically for a sudat mitzvah. Okay, interesting why they would only be eating pat and dagan and kitni. Trying to figure that out. I thought maybe they didn't want to get distracted from their goal. Their goal was very... It actually... First I read it and I thought, well, maybe because they have to deal with, do we have to be ma'aber the chodesh? And, you know, if you start drinking wine and meat, you get distracted. It's hard to have if you have a business meeting. And when you have a light meal, so you can still work at a business meeting. When you have a huge meal with meat and wine already, it's more of a formal social business meeting, you're not actually getting work done. So I thought maybe that has to do with this. Although it happens, this meal happens after they already decided to be Ma'aber HaChodesh, so it is less a bit of a business meeting type thing. So I'm not exactly sure why. But that was the thought I had about it. So anyway, they say, again, any kind of unique meal that's for a mitzvah, we're not worried that's going to cause him, if he ate a lot of food at that meal, we're not worried it's going to be a long-term problem. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Olim B'Ibor HaChodesh Pachom Me'Asara B'nei Adam. Now we're going to learn some things about this meal. You have to have 10 people because you want to publicize it, so you need 10 people. Ve'Ein Olim La'Ela B'Pat V'Kitni, like we saw. Ve'Ein Olim La'Ela L'Or Iburo, you do it the night after you already decided to be Ma'aber the Chodesh, the 31st day. Ve'Ein Olim La'Bayom Ela B'Layla. And you don't do it during the day, only at night. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, Tanya, but there's a different brayta that says, Ein olin la balayla la bayom. You have to do it during the day, not at night. So how do they answer this contradiction? Kedam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Livnei achrife ve'ulu, achrifu, sorry, Amar Rabbi Abba Libnei, he said to his son, achrifu ve'ulu, come early and go in, achrifu puku, come early and go out, ge'echa delishmu b'chu inche. They want... The meal happened at night, and it went all night long until the morning. But he said, go in a little bit early so that people see you in the daylight going into the meal. And when you leave in the morning, go right away at sunrise so that people don't... if people see you coming out later, they won't know why you were there. They'll just assume for whatever reason. But if they see you coming right at daybreak, then they'll know that you were there all night for the Ibur HaChodesh, and then they'll know that the month, that it was a new moon. Okay, we'll stop here for today.